To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Tuesday, news listeners, and time for your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's also a brand new month as well. It's the 1st of March, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, for you audio buffs out there that just need that good quality sound, Qualcomm might be coming to your rescue that offers CD quality audio sound for your earbuds. Now, Qualcomm will be using the Mobile World Congress to show off this new technology, and along with CD quality wireless audio sound, there also looks to be improvements in the 5G connectivity as well. Now, for the 5G side of things, the Snapdragon X70 5G RF system will attempt to improve your phone G's 5G connection, and they're going to be doing this with the help of, you guessed it, AI. Yes, there'll be an AI processor on board, helping maximize 5G signal for better coverage, particularly when you're indoors. We're also hearing that the AI processor should boost sub-6 gigahertz coverage and speeds as well. Now, as far as the audio feature is concerned, it's called Snapdragon Sound. It was actually shown off a little bit last year, giving the listener lossless audio over Bluetooth. And also great for you gamers out there as well, with 68 milliseconds latency. And if you're keeping track of that, that's about 25% lower than Qualcomm's current technology. Hey, TikTokers, get ready for a lot longer videos on the platform. Now, we all know TikTok was supposed to be the short-form video platform. Remember those days? Well, I guess 10 minutes now is short. If you've noticed, those uploads have been getting a little bit longer and a little bit longer and a little bit longer. In fact, they introduced 3-minute videos last July. Now, according to TikTok, they were always thinking about new ways to bring value to their community. Yes, I'm reading a press statement. So that's why it sounds the way it sounds. They went on to say that last year we introduced those longer videos, giving our community more time to create and be entertained on TikTok. Ah. And since it's gone so well, they've decided to add 7 more minutes. Now, actually, some users were given notification within the app, saying, hey, guess what? Upload 10 minutes now. By all accounts, though, it should be hitting everybody's device soon. The bigger question is anybody going to stick around for 10 minutes? Staying with social media news, oh, Instagram on the iPad. Lots of people have been kind of wondering, why isn't it there? I included. Well, according to Instagram, we don't apparently count. It's been well over 10 years since Instagram has launched, and for iOS users, it's been stuck solely on the iPhone. And even though we've heard back and forth now for over 10 years about an optimized for iPad larger screen version, it's yet to happen. And it may never happen. Actually, Instagram's saying there's just not enough iPad users to justify making a dedicated app. They're hoping to maybe get to it at some point, but right now they're solely focused on the iPhone only, and of course Android users. Now, between you and me, I know quite a bit of people that would want one on the iPad. Maybe one day, maybe one day, maybe 10 years from now. I would say eventually they'll get around to it. And finally, the Galaxy Note brand itself, except for the stylus out there, is dead. That's right, the Galaxy Note, it's officially dead. Samsung has killed the thing. Yep, that's what reporters were told at Mobile World Congress. So what happens to the Galaxy Note now? Well, it will become the Ultra. Which makes sense. Samsung's recently released Galaxy S22. Yep, it is the Ultra. Not to mention, we haven't seen a Galaxy Note device since about 2020. Now, it has been pondered upon for years now about the Galaxy S and the Galaxy Note lines being converged together. In fact, people have been talking about it since October of 2011, if you can believe that or not. And as time went on, big screen smartphones, yeah, people clamored for them. There wasn't really much need, at least in Samsung's mind, to keep the Note branding, at least on a phone. The stylus, as you heard me say, apparently will keep the Note branding, at least for now. Maybe they got a lot of stocks or something of that stylus, and eventually it will take on a different name. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. Find the news show over there. Check out the photo show. The latest Mac show and big shows are up there as well. Also, check us out on Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back for your Thursday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.